everyone. Good morning to you. It's Oliver Callan here until 10 o'clock this morning. And things sound, well, a little different today. And it's not because we're at the start of some brand new era, but rather it is firmly the end of one, which is unfortunate. And, you know, it's disappointing as well, because Ryan's voice at this hour today was pretty iconic. And it was a reassuring sound. There was always comfort of hearing him of a Monday. I say this as a listener, and sometimes the mere presence of his voice had a kind of a certainty of a kind. And there is a sense of wrong that he won't be heard here again. And I know his fans who are out there this morning are downhearted. But look, it's, the whole Bloomin' controversy is a bit of a lesson, I think, as well, on graciously and humbly accepting second chances when they're being offered to you. And in the heel of the hunt, he's not a hated figure. He's not cancelled. He has opportunities aplenty. And we sincerely wish him well. He will be back, because there's a home always for Ryan's experience and his mischief. And that Jiminy Cricket personality, hopped up on jelly babies, or whether he's swearing at Fanta bottles, doing dodgy Jimmy Stewart impressions and terrible karaoke at times. And the whole history of Holy Moly Mugs, worshipping JFK and Morse, and history, of course, elbow patches and puns. He had a brilliant career here, and he was a hugely encouraging figure for those of us who passed through his Late Late Show living room over the years. So we're sorry and sad to see him go, just as we're sorry and sad to see the harm that's been done to RTE by all of the scandals. And there should be a reckoning for all of those, behind all of it. The payments, the golden handshakes, the musical, the junkets, every last flip-flop. But look, the world revolves on. I'm one of the caretakers who'll be in and out of here for the next while, however long that while might be. But the team who take in your calls and your emails are the same team from before, who are constantly toiling and thinking, and have done so in ridiculously strenuous conditions since June, and they deserve thanks from us and from people like me, because they do make the presenters sound clever even when we're not. And the real stars are the guests who come into us and give us the privilege of hosting their stories and their chats. And so long as they continue to come into us, it may not entirely matter who's in this chair. And we have lovely guests coming into us this morning. There are two Americans who bought a ruined castle in County Wexford a couple of years ago, and they made it their home. So, but it's actually their approach to history and how they celebrate it that marks them out. Lots of dressing up and costumes and reenacting. So they're a joy, and we'll meet Liz and Gordon Nolan this morning. The text, in the meantime, is still 51551. The email is 9@rte.ie, the word 9, or the digit, but not the German word for no. 9, not 9. No, it's... And yes, we have a new theme tune. The old one came from the De Laurentiis, great Irish band, but it's gone. And we're off now into the unknown. This sort of period of the in between begins. And that's where we are now. And I'm looking.